I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm Jason Salmonell with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update.
If you didn't get outside to enjoy yesterday's beautiful weather, take advantage of the next few days as it's going to be delightful. Things may take a turn for the worse this weekend as the remnants of Hurricane Ian approach. Mostly sunny and beautiful today with highs near 70. Tonight's clear and crisp with lows in the 40s in our cooler areas and closer to 50 downtown. Grab a jacket heading out early tomorrow, but you probably won't need it in the afternoon, as sunshine pushes highs back up to near 70. Thursday's more or less a carbon copy of Wednesday, so another good one to be outdoors. Friday's not bad either, with highs again around 70, but clouds may start to increase. Both weekend days have a chance of rain due to Ian's remnants, but it's still not clear how heavy and widespread. Highs should be near 70. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Jason Salmonell.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.